Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Savvy, Andrea and I love doing this show. We always learn so much. For example, Andrea, I don't know if you've heard of this, immunotherapy. Is that something you've heard of before?
You know what? I have heard of it, and I'm excited to actually to speak to our guest today because I want to delve into it further.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like I know about these things, but I just, it gets me so excited. All right, so we've got Dr. Christine Horner back on the program. Waking the Warrior Goddess is her book. She went from being a plastic surgeon to a cancer prevention specialist. She's got an amazing story, and she joins us now. Hello, Dr. Horner. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's great to be with you again.
Yeah, you know, just briefly, how did you go from plastic surgery to being a cancer prevention specialist? And then we'd love to jump right into immunotherapy.
Sure. I mean, it seems odd. Most people, when they think of plastic surgery, they think about cosmetic surgery. But actually, plastic surgery is one of the most diverse fields that there are. And so part of plastic surgery is doing reconstructive surgery. And I did a lot of breast reconstructive surgery in my practice. And I was watching my patients get younger and younger until finally I was doing breast reconstruction on women in their 20s for breast cancer. And that was like, okay, something's way wrong. And then my own mom developed breast cancer and died from it within 9 months. So
that was it
for me. And I thought, you know, there's got to be something that women can do. This was 20 years ago, you know, before there was anything really that we knew about. And I thought, okay, there's got to be something. So I went through the medical research just looking to see if there was anything that it showed that women can do, and found thousands of studies that show exactly why we have a breast cancer epidemic, everything we're doing to contribute to it, and the things that we traditionally don't do in this culture that are highly protective. And they were all natural. So food, supplements, herbs, lifestyle choices, all the things that I was taught in my medical training didn't matter. They lied to me.
Well, I think this is great that you're talking about this, and we commend you. So we're excited to jump in today. So let's talk about what some of those, let's start with, you know, supplements or foods that you feel are, you know, that help to prevent cancer.
Sure. Well, first of all, kind of one of the common denominators is looking at the strength of the immune system, because we find so many different things that will dampen the immune system that then causes cancer cells to grow. So, we're forming cancer cells all the time, and if our immune system is strong, it will recognize it and eliminate it. It's just part of our normal physiology. And then the problem comes is that if there's something that really slugs our immune system, so things like sugar, you know, just knocks out the immune system by 90% for about 5 hours after
Wow.
you consume sugar. You know, staying up too late at night, stress, I mean, all those kinds of things will, you know, kind of, as a, like I said, as a common denominator, knock out your immune system and make it so it's not very functional. So one of the approaches to helping to protect against not only breast cancer but other types of cancers, as well as, you know, infections and diseases and so forth, is to really strengthen your immune system as much as you can. Now, some of those things are things that require, you know, a time and effort and so forth. So like making the diet and lifestyle changes as far as, you know, going to bed, you know, earlier and getting a little exercise in every day and making sure your diet is as clean as possible. But I always start with the simplest thing that everybody can do that, you know, you can actually start today on that makes a huge difference. So that's starting with a supplement. It's called AHCC, which is a mushroom supplement. So we found that mushrooms are something that help to support the immune system really more than any other type of food that we have. And, you know, in all reality, are you going to eat mushrooms, medicinal mushrooms every day and therapeutic dosages? No. So that's where a supplement can come into play. And AHCC is a particular one that's out of Japan where they've done a lot of research on it, and they found that it supports every single cell type in the immune system so effectively that it actually lowers the risk of many different kinds of cancers, not only breast cancer, but prostate cancer, liver cancer, pancreatic cancer. And they actually prescribe AHCC in the hospitals in Japan because the survival statistics are so much better. So that's, you know, kind of one thing that you can do, you know, to help. There's also all sorts of different spices that have been found to be quite effective at boosting the immune system, such as garlic and ginger and cayenne pepper and turmeric. So those are things to kind of think about when you're cooking. You can also take them as a supplement. I mean, I do because, again, things like turmeric, are you going to cook with it every day? No, you know, so to get your protection and, you know, you want to do that.
I've mentioned it before, but my husband makes his tea every day with ginger and turmeric and some other things, and I keep meaning to watch him do that because once a month he'll chop up all the ginger and then he'll freeze it in little bags and he'll use it, and I don't know if it's better to use the fresh ginger every morning, but he's usually, you know, got a bunch of stuff he's trying to get done. But I think it makes so much sense. So by immunotherapy, rather than, because I think I was thinking of it as like something like intravenously or something, you're talking about actually making these lifestyle changes. I just want to be clear. Is that what you're talking
about? Well, there's both. You know, so one thing, like I said, now there's a thing where you can actually do, you know, these are kind of the diet and lifestyle things, like probiotics is another thing, or the fermented, you know, foods that give you the probiotics, because we know that the bugs in your gut are extremely important for your immune system. So things like that are really important. If you, these are preventative and, you know, actually recovery things. If you actually have cancer, this is a whole area that's kind of a new area of research and treatment where they're looking at ways that they can actually train your immune system to better recognize the tumor that you have. There's a number of different ways that they work, you know, kind of with your immune system to have it beef up to help to eliminate the cancer. And then you don't have all those horrible side effects from chemotherapy. So, you know, they're doing things, like I said, training your own immune system cells to recognize the antigens that are on your tumor. So that's, you know, one particular process. There's other ones where they're actually giving you almost like vaccines, you know, that are made out of the tumors, and then other ways that they're, you know, using the immune system. So, again, this is kind of a newer growing area of a way that we're treating various different cancers, including breast cancer, but also melanoma's had some great, you know, response with that too. And it's a much less toxic way to go than using chemotherapy.
You know, it's interesting that you're saying that, because there was an article, and, you know, I didn't have a chance to read the whole thing, but I saw an article, I think maybe it was on Dr. Mercola, or I forget which website, and they were talking about the toxic effects of chemotherapy. So, but for people who are going through chemotherapy, can they use this in conjunction with chemotherapy? Or, and if people are, you know, want to obviously use it for prevention, that's a great way to use it for prevention. Uh-huh. But could this be used on its own to help get rid of cancer? I mean, I know that's a loaded question, so I mean, let me ask that again.
No, absolutely. I mean, what they found is that if you do a combination of Western treatments with complementary and alternative medicine, you get a 3 times better outcome than if you just do them alone. So, for instance, if a person is going through the cancer process, absolutely you want to do all the things. You know, in my book, Waking the Warrior Goddess, Dr. Christine Horner's program to protect against and fight breast cancer, there's everything in there that I found that research shows that will help you to better fight your disease. And, again, doing a combination, 3 times better outcome. Now, when you're doing immune-boosting things at the same time that you're undergoing treatments like chemotherapy, what it does is it actually takes away many of the side effects of chemotherapy, because chemotherapy can knock out your immune system. So, like I said, AHCC, the mushroom formula, is actually prescribed in the hospitals in Japan because the survival statistics are so much better. It keeps the immune system strong, and also takes away many of the side effects.
You know, the one downside to this show, Lisa, and I know you're going to agree with me, is that it goes by way too fast.
Yeah.
And I know that
Dr. Horner is fabulous.
And I know we have so many more questions, and I do think this is a really important topic, and I think it's one that I want to, you know, obviously we want to have you back again so that we can talk about and do like a continuation of the show, because I know we didn't touch upon all the therapies for cancer prevention. So please, Dr. Horner, come back and visit us again. And if you want to learn more about Dr. Horner, you can visit her website at drchristinehorner.com, and you can also follow her on Twitter at drhornermd. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Eat lots of veggies.